IRD for you. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for you is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4 or 5 p.m. to find out more. IRD for you, making you a priority.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of IRD for You. This is a program aired every Wednesday afternoon and used for sharing information with the public. Today, we will be speaking with April Gums, who is Taxpayer Services Officer over at the Inland Revenue Department, and we will be, again, talking about registering for GST. As you're aware, Anguilla will be implementing Goods and Services Tax, or GST, on the 1st of July, 2022. Therefore, through today's program and other initiatives, the Inland Revenue Department has been engaging with taxpayers and the general public to aid in the transition. To get us started, welcome April.
Hi.
Welcome to IRD for You. Now, please tell us some more about today's topic.
Today, we will discuss the topic of registering for GST. The aim is to help persons determine if they are required to register and how to go about the registration process. The IRD will assist persons throughout the process to get prepared for the implementation of GST. A good place to start this discussion is by looking at the registration threshold for GST. Basically, you are required to apply the GST registration under any of the following circumstances. If within the last 12 months, the value of your taxable supplies equals or exceeded 300,000 EC, or if within the next 12 months, you expect the value of your taxable supplies to equal or exceed 300,000 EC. In either case, you must apply for registration within 15 days of the beginning of that period. Also, if you are an auctioneer, short-term accommodation provider, promoter, or proprietor of public entertainment, or state or statutory body, you are required to register for GST, regardless of the registration threshold. There are specific requirements for registration of persons in this instance. Therefore, it is advisable that persons in these sectors contact the Inland Revenue Department for more information.
Thank you so much for sharing that, April. So who exactly should register for GST?
If you are a taxable person or engage in a taxable commercial activity and your business turnover exceeds the threshold of 300,000 EC, you must register for GST. For the purpose of GST, a taxable person includes an individual, a company, a body of persons, a government entity, and a local government authority, council, or a statutory body. If the person conducting the taxable activity is an organization, that is, not an individual, it is the organization that must apply for registration. The individual partners or members are not required to register. The same applies for partnerships and trustees of a trust or estate.
Interesting. Now, for the benefit of our listeners, how does a person determine if he or she is required to register for GST?
Four questions must be asked by a potential registrant to determine if and when they are required to register for GST. 1. Am I one of the following: state, agency of the state, including authority or board, natural person, sole proprietor, trust, company, or partnership? 2. Am I carrying out an activity on a continuous, regular, or seasonal basis? 3. Is that activity taxable? That is, involves the making of standard rated or zero rated supplies, but not exempt supplies? 4. Do I meet the registration threshold? If your response to these questions is yes, then you will be required to apply for registration for GST.
So how do I apply for registration?
To register, you must complete the relevant application for registration form, that is F2 for sole proprietors and F3 for non-individuals, including companies, partnerships, for example. This can be done by downloading the soft copy from our website at ird.gov.ai and completing and emailing the form to inlandrevenue@gov.ai or delivering the physical copy to the Inland Revenue Department for approval. Alternatively, you can visit the Inland Revenue Department, request the form that is applicable to your business, complete and submit the physical copy for approval. Once registered, you will be provided with a notice of approval of registration and issued a GST registration certificate within 10 days of submission of application.
And can one apply for exemption from registration?
You may apply to the Comptroller for exemption from registration if, 1, all or most of your taxable supplies are zero-weighted, and, 2, where you can demonstrate that your input tax, that is, GST paid on your purchases, would exceed tax payable on a continuous annual basis. The Comptroller will notify you within 10 days of the decision in respect of the application for exemption from registration.
And if I want to determine if I meet the registration threshold, how is the value of supplies calculated for registration purposes?
The total gross turnover of taxable supplies made within a 12-month period is added together to determine the value. This includes 1, standard rated supplies, 2, zero rated supplies, and 3, goods taken for your personal use.
And what if my turnover is below the threshold, but I wish to register?
If the total value of your taxable supplies is below the threshold and you wish to register for GST, you may apply for voluntary registration. The Comptroller will make a determination, and if voluntary registration is approved, you will be required to fully comply with the provisions of the GST Act.
And what are the conditions that must be satisfied for approval of voluntary registration?
Certain conditions must be satisfied for approval of voluntary registration. 1, the applicant's business and business location are identifiable, and the address and other information of the applicant or his representative are provided. 2, the applicant demonstrates that the record-keeping requirements of Section 60 and 61 of the Act are in place. 3, the applicant provides evidence of bank loans and revenue projections, contracts, or other details of arrangements to make taxable supplies, feasibility studies, purchase of capital equipment, and similar information that may be accepted as evidence that the applicant makes or intends to make taxable supplies. 4, the applicant demonstrates his compliance with other tax laws administered by the Inland Revenue Department and Customs Department.
Can the Comptroller deny my application for voluntary registration?
Yes, if the Comptroller is not satisfied that you have a fixed place of abode or business, or you will keep proper records, or you will submit regular and reliable tax returns. The Comptroller will notify you within 10 days of the decision in respect of the application for voluntary registration.
Okay. Can registration for GST be enforced?
Yes, the Inland Revenue Department may enforce registration on persons who are required to apply for GST but failed to do so.
And will I be issued a certificate of registration?
Certainly, yes. As a GST registrant, you will be issued a certificate of registration, which you will display in a prominent place at each location at which you engage in taxable activities. This certificate will show the name of the taxable person, the trading name, if any, the address, the 10 tax identification number, and the effective date of registration. The application for registration form makes provisions for the number of locations where you carry on taxable activities. The IRD will provide you with the required number of certified copies of the certificate. If additional certified copies are required, please apply in writing and provide the addresses where each certified copy is needed. You must not photocopy the certificate.
Okay. And what happens if I lose my GST certificate?
You must request a certified copy of a registration certificate, and the comptroller may issue a certificate where he is satisfied that it has been lost, mutilated, or destroyed.
How can I make changes to the registration particulars?
You must notify the comptroller in writing within 15 days of changes. Specifically, any change in the name, address, place of business, constitution, name of partners, or nature of the principal taxable activity or activities, and any change of address from which or name in which any taxable activity is carried on, or any change in circumstances if you cease to operate or close on a temporary basis.
What if I cease to make taxable supplies?
If you cease to make taxable supplies, you must advise the comptroller within 15 days of the date on which you cease making taxable supplies and apply for cancellation of your registration.
So can the IRD make my registration information public?
Yes, the comptroller is required to establish and maintain a register containing the relevant details of all registered persons, which shall be open to the public at all reasonable hours and available in electronic media.
When is the GST return due?
Now that you are registered, you must charge GST at the appropriate tax rate, 13%, when you make taxable supply of goods or services. You must account for any tax due to the Inland Revenue Department every month. The period covered by the GST return is referred to as the tax period, which is one calendar month. Each return will be due on the 20th day of the month following the end of the tax period, whether or not tax is payable. If the 20th falls on a weekend or public holiday, then the due date will be the next working day. For example, the tax return for the month of July 2022 is due by August 22nd, 2022. You are required to file your return using the IRD online portal.
Can I object or appeal registration for GST?
A person dissatisfied with a decision to register or not to register, Section 11(6) of the GST Act, and to cancel or to not cancel a registration, Section 12(15) of the GST Act, can object in accordance with the GST Act, Part 10. The objection must be made within 90 days of the decision that is being challenged.
And what are the penalties associated with GST registration?
You may incur a penalty if you A, fail to apply for GST registration, double the amount of output tax possible from the time you are required to apply for registration until you file an application for registration with the comptroller. B, fail to display registration certificate or certified copy issued thereof by the comptroller. If you fail to take action within these time limits, you are also committing a criminal offense. As a result, you may be liable not only to a tax penalty, but also on a summary conviction, a fine, and imprisonment. For example, failure to apply for GST registration attracts a fine of $5,000 and 2 years in prison.
Well, this has been a very informative program. If I want to learn more, where do I go?
For more information, feel free to contact the Inland Revenue Department at gst@gov.ai or inlandrevenue@gov.ai. As indicated previously, the Inland Revenue Department website will be the main authoritative source for current information. Please visit our website at ird.gov.ai and Facebook page at Anguilla IRD for the most current publications on GST.
So before we close for today, April, do you have any final words?
I would just like to remind our listeners that GST will be implemented in Anguilla on the 1st of July 2022 at a standard rate of 13%. It will be applied by most large businesses who sell goods and services over 300,000 EC in value each year. The Inland Revenue Department will continue to provide guidance to help you prepare for GST. Prior to the GST implementation date, we will also be notifying you of important dates and requirements, especially for those who will be required to register for GST.
Well, thank you so much, April. You have been so informative. We've been speaking here today to Taxpayer Services Officer, Mrs. April Gums of the Inland Revenue Department. I just want to thank you again for sharing. And listeners, thank you for listening. This was another edition of IRD for You, making you a priority. Join us next time to learn more about GST and the Inland Revenue Department.
IRD for You. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for You is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4 or 5 p.m. to find out more. IRD for You, making you a priority.